From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The group of 20, the world's biggest economies, is holding meetings in Hangzhou, China, after host President Xi Jinping urged resistance to pressure to raise trade barriers.
此时此刻, 我们汇聚杭州,
Mr. Xi said the meeting comes at an important turning point for the global economy. He called on the G20 to create a vigorous, interconnected, and inclusive global economy leading to growth. Silvercrest economist Patrick Chovanec and a China analyst said Beijing is partly to blame for current demands for trade curbs, for flooding world markets with low-cost steel products.
One of the problems, one of the underlying problems, is the imbalances in trade that have benefited both sides for a long time, but have really reached a point where they need to be corrected. And China is either going to be part of the problem or part of the solution there.
Chovanec said it's in China's interest to fix this trade imbalance, which has sparked support to trade barriers and opposition to globalization in the U.S. and Europe. The South Sudanese government of President Salva Kiir agreed Sunday to accept another 4,000-strong regional peacekeeping troops. The decision announced after a meeting in Juba with members of the U.N. Security Council that included U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power, who visited a refugee camp in Juba where thousands fled the latest outbreak of ethnic fighting in July.
We heard appeals for the peace agreement to be fully implemented. People in these camps feel as if the political agreement that was agreed to remains the last best hope for them.
Mr. Kiir had resisted earlier calls for more troops. The council has threatened an arms embargo unless the government cooperates to end the fighting, which has killed hundreds and abides by last year's peace agreement. Details of Sunday's agreement were not immediately released. No timetable for the new deployment announced. This is VOA News. Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Sunday that Turkish-backed rebels battling Islamic State extremists on the Syrian border have driven IS fighters from their last remaining strongholds along a 90-kilometer stretch of borderland.
Allah'a şükür. Şimdi Azez'den...
He said from the border towns of Azaz to Jarablus, the border line has been secured and terrorist organizations pushed back. Turkey's direct military involvement in the push against IS began 10 days ago, aimed at both IS and Kurdish fighters in the wake of a series of terror attacks. Regional analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales said he hopes it spells the end of Ankara's direct and indirect support of Islamic State against the forces of President Bashar al-Assad.
I hope what it means is that the Turks have finally abandoned reasonably active support for Islamic State and that that will be a major blow to their ability to rearm and to get personnel through.
Meanwhile, Syrian government forces and their allies have laid siege to rebel-held eastern Aleppo and drove rebel elements out of the Ramusa military complex, captured by rebels just a month ago. Presidents Obama and Vladimir Putin are to meet Monday on the sidelines of the G20 meeting in China to discuss efforts to end the Syrian conflict and allow more humanitarian aid in. But Mr. Obama Sunday said both sides have grave differences on how to bring about peace in the five-year conflict. Moscow backs Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, but the U.S. is working with moderate opposition forces fighting Damascus. Center-left Social Democrats and anti-immigrant Alternative for Germany parties appear to have taken first and second place respectively in Sunday's election in the German state of Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania, where Chancellor Angela Merkel has her political base.
Und das Sahnehäubchen ist natürlich das, dass wir Merkels
AfD leader Leif Erik Holm said this could be the beginning of the end of Angela Merkel's chancellorship. Federal elections are due in the country next year. Exit polls place the SPD in the state at around 30% and 21% of the vote for AfD, with Ms. Merkel's Christian Democrats far behind at about 19%. Her refugee policies were a prominent issue in the campaign. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe Sunday lashed out at judges for being reckless in his word in allowing anti-government protests that have turned violent. Speaking to the youth wing of his ruling ZANU-PF party, Mr. Mugabe said giving permission when judges know that it's going to be violent or there's a probability there's going to be violence is to pay reckless disregard to the peace of the country. Thursday, the government outlawed all demonstrations for 2 weeks in the capital, Harare, sparked by growing anger over the state of the economy. In the tiny West Central African country of Gabon, post-election violence has reportedly claimed at least 7 lives. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.